The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Early last year, Bulgarian officials discovered almost $70 million had been transferred from Venezuela to a bank in their capital, Sofia.
And the Bulgarian government decided to freeze those funds because this looks very suspicious.
Estefania Melendez is a Venezuelan exile and accountant living in Bulgaria. Even though Melendez is far from Venezuela, she keeps a close eye on its authoritarian socialist regime and the country's catastrophic economic collapse.
I have been very activist here in Bulgaria.
Melendez took a key interest in that money transfer. It was from a Venezuelan food importer owned by a mysterious Colombian businessman, Alex Saab. U.S. prosecutors in Miami indicted Saab last year for allegedly laundering dirty Venezuelan cash. Saab's whereabouts are unknown, but U.S. prosecutors say Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro allows Saab to overcharge his government for food Saab never delivers, that Saab and Maduro officials pocket the hundreds of millions of dollars they earn from the scheme, and that Saab then hides the money in faraway places like Bulgaria.
So President Juan Guaido appointed me.
Juan Guaido is the Venezuelan opposition leader who declared himself the country's legitimate president last year. He's recognized by the U.S. and more than 50 other countries, including Bulgaria. So when word of Saab's money transfer got out, Guaido made her his ambassador there. Then things got really weird.
In August, I found an article where they comment about a visit in April to Bulgaria from the Venezuelan opposition, so I was very alarmed.
Those secret visitors to Bulgaria were opposition Venezuelan congressmen, who were presumably on Guaido's side. So now Ambassador Melendez called Guaido and his aides in Caracas.
Nobody knew. Nobody was aware of that visit.
Then Melendez got a call from the respected Venezuelan investigative website Armando.info. It was reporting that those opposition lawmakers had visited Bulgaria at the request of Alex Saab, the guy who sent all those suspect millions to Bulgarian banks. So Melendez started digging, and this month
I received, let's say, that document.
It was a letter to Bulgarian officials signed by the Venezuelan opposition congressman. It said Venezuela's Congress had ruled that the money Saab transferred to Bulgaria was clean, legit. But that was a lie. Venezuela's Congress had made no such ruling. Bulgarian officials say they did receive that letter. That's helped confirm Armando Info's reports that Saab bribed the congressman to go to Bulgaria and other countries where Saab's money was frozen and tell those countries it was okay to unfreeze it.
This is a perfect example to describe the corruption of the Venezuelan regime.
Roberto Denis is an Armando Info editor. He, too, is in exile. Maduro's regime pushed him and his website staff out of Venezuela 2 years ago because of their award-winning corruption investigations. They now operate in Colombia. And just as it was fortuitous for Melendez to be in Bulgaria, ditto for Denis in Colombia. It was there that Alex Saab arranged the travel itineraries for the turncoat Venezuelan opposition members, and Denis was able to get those records.
It was incredible for us that this was happening. And it's pretty obvious that Nicolás Maduro knew about this operation.
President Maduro denies that, but he raised more suspicions this month when he tried to oust Guaido as head of Venezuela's Congress and replace him with Congressman Luis Parra. Parra is the leader of that rogue Venezuelan opposition group trying to help Saab. Parra and his travel partners have yet to comment on all the incriminating evidence. WLRN could not reach Parra in Venezuela. Denny says the scandal showcases how far Venezuela has fallen.
We have to think Venezuela not anymore as a oil producer country. We have to think Venezuela as a government supported by illegal economic operations.
Venezuelan exiles, including those here in South Florida, are helping expose those operations. Meanwhile, Alex Saab's $70 million remains frozen in Bulgaria. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.